Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Albert.
And Mark.
All right. We're going right to your phone calls. You can call in about anything you want. And then if we get the chance, we'll tell you about the dog tax and what they'll be doing to people that don't pay it, or rather to their dogs. First, Harvilla, or Harvella, perhaps, in Texas.
Yes.
Is it Harvella?
Yeah, Harvella.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, I'm the president of the National Homeowners Advocate Group, and I'm calling in because I want to make sure that people in Texas, that they call their legislators to let them know how they feel about being foreclosed by homeowner associations due to non-payment of maintenance fees. I think it's a horrendous thing to allow your neighborhood association to be able to do that for non-payment of fees.
So hold on, let me see if I'm straight on what you're saying here. You're saying these folks are in a homeowners association in which there is some sort of a fee required, maybe it's like a golf course or something like that, where they have to pay on a yearly basis, perhaps.
Almost. Is this like a condominium building, or is this different houses that are in a homeowners association?
Yeah, it's a single-family homes. There's townhomes, and there's condos, so it can be on any homestead dwelling.
Mm-hmm. But what you're saying is these people are essentially violating their agreement, right? I mean, they made the agreement to live in this deed-restricted community with the housing association, and the part of the agreement is usually right up front that they say, hey, you need to pay this amount of money to have the clubhouse.
In Texas specifically, that homeowners associations can move within 3 months of not payment, which to me is way too short of a period of time.
I think there's probably a reasonable period of time to
let Harvella confirm or deny that.
No, here's the thing. These are homesteads, and we have a constitutional protection. That's why it's different. See, this is a constitutional issue. These are not contracts. They were put on the land. They run with the land by the developer. When he developed the land, he placed a contractual lien that is a one-sided agreement that the homeowner does not see until they go to closing, and they don't really... They haven't formed a contract, so what they get is like a rider or something telling them that you cannot buy this property basically unless you sign this agreement that's already been arranged by the developer. So
but they're not forced to buy the property. They're not being forced to buy the property. They're buying the property with that agreement attached to it.
Right, and a lot of people don't know. I don't think anyone in the state of Texas is being told that these liens that are on their property, they don't even know it's a lien on their property, and they don't know it can be foreclosed. So it's not a contract, and it's like a vendor's lien or a reverse mortgage or something that, you know, with money that you know you made this
Hold
contract.
On a second. I'm confused. Now, look, I've only bought a couple of homes in my life, and I've never bought one within a deed-restricted community or in a homeowners association, and I don't have any interest in doing that because I understand that in many, many cases they have very restrictive covenants, they have silly rules that I don't want to be a part of, and they, in many cases, like the golf course-type communities down in Florida and other places, have these essentially fees that you have to pay for the privilege of living in this this place. You're claiming this is not a contract, but what I heard you say was that they're presented with this information prior to the closing on the house, so they are being informed.
No, they're not. Not prior. There's only one association here in the state in Texas, and it's over in the Woodlands. The Woodlands is in a first lien position. And they are, they let the people, they have it at their welcome center, they have the CCNRs or the information to let people know that they have, they can be, I believe they tell them that they can be foreclosed. They know they have a lien and they tell them up front that that's
Wait, wait,
there.
Wait, hold on. Which, who knows who has a lien? I'm sorry, what does that sentence
okay.
mean?
Okay, that means that there is a what I call an empty lien that hasn't been utilized yet. It's ability. It's letting you know that if you don't pay these maintenance fees, that a lien is going to be placed on your property and it'll be foreclosed. Well, that's what the Woodlands do, and they're in the first lien position, meaning that they're like a mortgage company. Now I don't know how they did it, but they are in the first lien position like a bank. But the homeowners associations or property owners associations or whatever name that you want to give them, they are in the second lien position, meaning that they, when they foreclose, they really have to auction that property off with subject to that first lien. And that's another violation they're doing here in Texas. They don't do that. They auction the property off, like, for instance, my home was a 95.
Wait. Before, okay, let me see if I can clarify this. You're saying this with the first lien, second lien situation, you're saying the homeowners association has first claim on being able to lien the property, and then after that, if the bank places a lien on it, that the bank has to essentially satisfy the claim of the homeowners association?
It's just the reverse. It's the reverse. In other words, the second lien holder, which is the homeowners association, they have the authority, due to a case law that we had in 1987, they have that authority to foreclose on our home, and they're supposed to foreclose, and, you know, if they do foreclose at the auction, when you buy that house, you have to buy it and then pay that first lien, but they're not doing that. When they comes in, an investor, and buy that home that's been foreclosed by the homeowners association, they don't pay the first lien. They just leave you hanging with the homeowner, leave you hanging with that first lien. So all they do, say for instance, the house, the other day I got a call from a woman. She had her home was foreclosed by a homeowners association. The third party paid $1,500 for the house, but they did not pay the $140,000 first lien that was on the property. That was a bank loan, and they left the bank hanging with that. You know, they didn't pay it, so that means that someone has to pay that. The person that's been foreclosed out of their home certainly shouldn't have to pay that. So, but they're going to be expected to, because that's what happened in my case. You know, we were having a dispute with our homeowners association, and they foreclosed, and they bought the home for $184.92. This was a home valued at $95,000 back in 1995.
Okay.
And then the bank came back at us because the homeowners association wouldn't pay that that lien. They wouldn't pay for the home after they didn't assume the loan.
So wait a minute. So let me see if I'm following you here. Let's look at your case, because it's all been a little confusing to me. So you're saying in your case you had this home, the homeowners association, you were disputing with them. They used an option that they have apparently to foreclose on your home,
which is horrifying,
for $100-something.
$184.92. Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that at that point, then you still had a mortgage with the bank. The homeowners association was then not paying the mortgage.
Right. When they bought the house for the $184.92. Their bid was like $448, but they only paid $184.92. And I have the check.
So basically, what you're saying is the bank continued to come after you at that point.
No, the bank went after them, but they refused to assume the loan and to make that payment. So the bank, instead of going after them and actually, you know, foreclosing on them, they came back after us because the insurance papers was in our name. Was still in our name, and they.
Well, that does seem like a mess.
Name.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it was a mess. So it was two. So we got two foreclosures. See, you really.
But you did know in advance. I find it hard to believe that you bought a home in a homeowners association without knowing about the rules.
No, I think a lot of people buy homes in homeowners associations not really knowing what they're getting into. People can feel really trapped in these little Nazi-esque empires that some people will create for themselves. And then when you have a situation,
but you're not presented with the rules in advance.
I think everybody should read them.
No, we didn't know. That's the whole thing. We came in from another state. We had no idea there was we didn't even know what an HOA was. We came here in 1988. It was a secondhand home, and it wasn't disclosed to us. And then 2 years later, we get a notice, because we pay at closing, we thought we were paying some kind of a tax. We had no idea it was a recurring fee that we had to pay, because they don't tell you that at closing.
Now,
and so when we
that's
got,
crazy.
I had a girlfriend who bought a condominium and they had a homeowners association. She got the 80-page contract well in advance. This was in Florida, not Texas. And, she knew what she was getting into. She read the whole thing cover to cover. But I can imagine that you were really caught flat-footed.
Harvella, is there some sort of website that you can promote?
Oh, yes. It's the National Homeowners Advocates Group.
Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you. Going to give you a two-pack of the Totusac right now. 603-435-1105. TOTASAK.US is their website. 603-435-1105. Call now if you want to win a two-pack of the Totusac. More coming up.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up, again, whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of different features there. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see the lovely lady listeners that listen to this program. They have sent us their validated photo or video to prove that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Head on over.
Shrines endorsed by Jason Osborne of SACL CAI. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They'll do it with respect for your clients and make sure that you keep your customers. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. As we continue, we take your calls about anything. Adam is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hello, good evening.
Hey.
I wanted to quote Thomas Jefferson on the Illuminati. I read this on a Masonic website from the Grand Lodge of British Columbia and Yukon. They quote him as saying that, as a Weishaupt lived under the tyranny of a despot and priest, he knew that caution was necessary, even in spreading information and the principles of pure morality. This has given an air of mystery to his views, was the foundation of his banishment. If Weishaupt had written here, where no secrecy is necessary in our endeavors to render men wise and virtuous, he would not have thought of any secret machinery for that purpose. And very interesting, because
what does that mean?
I have you rattled through that so quickly that it meant nothing to me. It's like you were speaking English, but you know I couldn't put the words together. You know, the way they talk 200 years ago, it's not the way we talk today.
Sorry, I've been on hold for a while. I kind of forgot about that. he's saying that back when they founded the Bavarian Illuminati, they were doing it under the power of a Jesuit order. And they would not allow them to spread their influence against the influence of the Jesuits themselves, so they had to think of a secret machinery for the purpose of spreading their ideas, even though they were trying to render men wise and virtuous. If they didn't have to do that against the will of the Jesuits who ruled Bavaria, then they wouldn't have thought of a secret way to do it.
I see. So was it the Illuminati or was it the Freemasons we're talking about here?
The Illuminati came from the Jesuits, but in opposition to their religious beliefs. And their this was supposedly the Age of Enlightenment beginning when people thought to use reason instead of.
So he's saying that you're saying that Thomas Jefferson was claiming to be in the Illuminati and that.
I don't think he was claiming that. Some people say he's a Mason, but that's not really here or there in this quote. He's just talking about how Adam Weishaupt had to do this because he lived under the tyranny of a despot and priest.
Meaning they formed a secret society to allegedly help essentially enlighten people?
Yeah.
Well, why? How did that? If that's the case, then what is the explanation for all the people that call about the? You know, over the years we've had a bunch of people calling about Illuminati this and that, and it usually has to do with secret temples or symbols that have been placed within Washington D.C.
Yeah,
hang on a second here. Let me ask you a question. That usually has to do with symbols and that are secretly placed and whatever it is that the Illuminati is supposedly controlling the world. It's usually promoted as this very negative thing where it's a bunch of power mongering sickos and psychopaths controlling people, but you're saying it's a group that originally was founded to enlighten. Has that changed, or are they still supposedly trying to enlighten people?
I'm not sure. I'm just saying that the Masons are claiming this on their internet website, so you may want to take
it. But the Masons actually have their own internet site? I thought it was all a bunch of crackpot sites.
The Masons have many of their own websites.
Okay, so where does one go? Where is the main Mason website? Is there one where people can go to see?
The best bet is to just Google Grand Lodge. Quite a bunch.
So I didn't realize this. I thought they were a secret society.
I've been trying to learn everything I have about the Masons. Yeah, me too. I thought so, but I've been trying to learn everything I have about the Masons for the past few years. I come across a lot of stuff that I can't believe and a lot of stuff that seems deniable, and some of it's not really virtuous. But who knows? I don't know anything about that, really. I would like to know as much as I could. And I've always thought, Frank is very interesting. Frank was very interesting when he started talking about that. I totally believe him.
Frank, our caller from New York earlier, who claims to be a member of the Illuminati. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why are you spending so much time researching the Masons?
I've always been very interested in history. I have a great memory, so I end up taking a lot away from it.
Meaning, like, what is it that is your interest in knowing about this, just because you're curious?
Well, I've always been one who very interested in politics, and I've always noticed there's something wrong with it, And this really struck a chord with me when I started learning that there was a reason for it. Some people say various reasons, many reasons, some that can't be true. And the idea, I think, of power, the power somebody has to use power. I mean, the world has to keep turning, and the power is really just responsibility. You can advocate it or not, but power is responsibility. Responsibility is power.
I see plenty of people with power that don't have any responsibility for their actions.
Right. The power has become divorced from responsibility in this country.
All around the world.
That's why the the Illuminati, the enlightened people have to be so secret about it so that it doesn't, you know, trickle down.
It doesn't what?
I don't know.
You don't know what you're saying?
Secret machinery.
You're saying you don't know what you're saying? I'm sorry, what do you not know?
What I meant by trickle down, I should have said that if they didn't want people who were irresponsible with the power to get it, they would have to develop this secret machinery for the purposes of Thomas Jefferson talking about.
So you're claiming that the people in the Illuminati are responsible with their power. Does that mean that the politicians are not in the Illuminati?
I'm sure they are.
Oh, okay, but they're not very responsible, are they?
I have a lot of politicians that are responsible with their power.
See, this is what's confusing to me here. I mean, we're getting two stories about the supposed Illuminati out there. On one side, they're evil people who are trying to control the world. On the other side, they are people who are attempting to enlighten mankind through some sort of machinery to bring them to, you know, an illuminated state.
And I can assure you, power is not responsibility.
But somehow they're
responsibility is not power.
But somehow they're doing that through some sort of secret society that doesn't exist in any sort of visible channels. It's all very contradictory and confusing.
I do listen to a lot of what Alex Jones says, and I'm sure he does a lot of very good research and knows a lot of facts.
Well, that's jumping to some conclusions now, isn't it? I mean, is Alex Jones the person who told you all this?
No, I've only recently gotten interested in what he's had to say.
Thanks for the call tonight, Adam. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with your research out there, whatever that means, to whatever end you're attempting to accomplish. I just don't understand. Why? I mean, beyond curiosity, it doesn't make sense to anybody who would spend time on this. Because what does it really matter anyway? We're talking about, if they exist, we're talking about a group of super elite people that control the world, whether they call themselves the Illuminati or the Masons or the Bilderbergers or all three. Maybe you can be a member of all three.
I don't see how they could, in fact, control the world. They may attempt to control the world or something, but...
Well, the idea is that they do, right? The idea is that the Illuminati is in control of everything. That's what Frank said earlier tonight. And this guy's saying they're enlightened and they're trying to enlighten other people. But how can they do that if they're hiding and they're secretive as a secret society?
Frank's having fun, isn't he? I mean...
I don't know what Frank's motivations are.
I thought it might be... having fun.
Seems that way to me, but I
Frank's
not...
the most coherent person who's ever spoken of the Illuminati on this this radio program. Mm-hmm.
This guy's the second.
You thought that guy was particularly coherent?
Most of the people calling to talk about the Illuminati are far thirds.
Compared to most of them, I think he was, yeah.
Maybe he's only that way because he's only started his research. Maybe if he continues to delve into that, he'll become even more disjointed.
The rabbit hole.
Yep.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your crackpot theories are welcome, or bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Coming up, the dog tax. We'll tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can go and watch and listen and interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that, and it's free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, via overnight delivery, it's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Now, coming up, the dog tax, if we get a chance. But first, Morel is on the line in D.C. Morel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
I wanted to comment on the Illuminati.
Oh, boy. Go ahead.
I am a federal whistleblower. I've got a case in the Supreme Court now and appeals in the district level. I just moved to D.C., I was recruited for CIA with remote viewing. Satellites have been in place since 1969, and the seven astronauts never came back down, the witnesses.
What has been in place since 1969?
Satellites.
Satellites.
Yes, I have.
Like a satellite, like orbiting the Earth, that kind of satellite?
Intelligence satellites that were placed up there with the Shadow Apollo.
The Shadow Apollo, what is that?
There is a
she says Shuttle Apollo, I think.
The Shuttle Apollo or the Shadow Apollo?
Shadow. Shadow 11, Apollo 11.
Oh.
Like a Shadow CIA.
So you're saying there's a shadow NASA or shadow Apollo, some sort of shadow space program that is operating in the dark or in the black and off all the government records and doing sneaky things like putting satellites into orbit?
Okay. A shadow Apollo went and was seen when Apollo 13 went, and they never came back down. There was a shadow for Apollo that went up, and Big Brother started watching, and aliens... hallucination were with NSA transmissions. They're called. They're on the front.
Hold on just a second.
The word hallucination was like stuck in there somewhere in a manner that didn't make sense.
There's a lot. NSA, aliens, what? Hallucination,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Aliens. And US like,
you're just trying to spout off as many buzzwords as you can in one sentence or something?
Let me see if I understand where you're coming from, Morel. Are you still there? Kind of like she hung up. I think she might have given up on us. Or maybe it was maybe she was a hallucination and we didn't really actually talk
to
her.
She was being projected from the black satellite,
right. Which was delivered, the shadow satellite, which was delivered by the shadow Apollo, which went up at the same time as the Apollo 13. The shadow Apollo never came back.
That's what I got. It was the NSA aliens hallucination.
Well, apparently it was after that.
It literally just sounded like she was spouting off a stream of buzzwords.
Like, that's what it sounded like.
Apparently it was after the shadow Apollo went up that all the hallucinations and aliens and things started happening because they're mind controlled. Normally when our call screener asks people what they want to talk about, we want them to keep it short. We don't need you to tell your whole life story and what it is you want to, you know, get into everything you want to talk about. Just a couple words, one word, two words is enough. So her topic was mind control. So I'm just going to jump to the conclusion that what she was getting at, and I didn't hang up on you, Morel, so if you'd like to call and continue with your theory, you're more than welcome to, because we've got lots of questions that we'd like to ask regarding it. But it sounds to me like she believes there's some sort of shadow government space program that delivers satellites into orbit that have the ability to control people's minds and make you hallucinate and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line.
Take my tinfoil hat in for a tune-up.
You just have to wonder about the mind control people, right? Like, do they feel as though they're being mind controlled? Because they'll call in with these crazy ideas that there's some sort of radio transmitter in Alaska that's trying to control people's minds, or in this case, the first time I've heard the satellite theory, so that there's satellites in orbit that are being used to control people's minds. Now, the way satellite delivery works, I mean, knowing a little bit about it, is considering I'm in the radio syndication business, our show is up on a couple different satellites. Usually the way it works is there's a signal that is panned across a fairly large segment of the population. In our case, we've got a KU band signal that covers all of North America. It can't cover more than that because that satellite is in a geostationary position, meaning the satellite is rotating at the same speed as Earth. So it's always there. It's always in the same spot. That's why you've got a satellite dish. You point it at the satellite, and it's locked in. Because that satellite, while it is technically falling, I mean, over time, it's going to
very,
move
very slowly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be locked in. Your signal's going to be locked in until the end of the service date of the satellite.
Kind of the reason I think it's sort of in a centripetal force is kind of keeping it up. Fairly well, but
it's
just
the speed.
Fall,
I mean, it's going almost as pretty much as fast as the Earth, so it's always in that same location, and it is just broadcasting. I mean, all across the entire country, all across Mexico and Canada, the signal from our satellite is able to be received. It is coming down everywhere. The only way it won't be received is if something's in the way, like a tree or something like that. So, if it's true what Morel is saying, and that is that there's the idea that there's some satellite that's being used for mind control purposes, then it must be affecting everyone, right? And she's actually back, so let's find out here. Maybe we went off in the wrong direction. We're speculating incorrectly. Morel, did you hear any of that conversation we were having after you dropped off? I'm being told Morel is back. Morel in D.C.? Maybe the satellite.
If I may speak.
Please.
The shadow Apollo went up in 1969, the SIG intel are on my website on the front page, NSA transmissions. Yes, it is affecting everyone. No, there are no firewalls, not a pin hat or anything else. But COINTELPRO, it's in the Supreme Court, and my website shows the NSA whistleblowers as well as remote.
I bet your website is great. What is it?
It is. It's full of information and cases and dark stuff. And by the way, HARP, it only manipulates the climate.
Oh, okay. So you don't believe it's from mind control. So what is your website? I'm curious.
No. HARP is in the 90s. Satellite is 1969.
What's your website?
It's MIRELLE. My last name is T as in Thomas, ORJMAN.
Uh-huh. That's MIRELLE.
TORJMAN.com. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Just got more questions about the satellite. So you're saying the satellite is that was put up there by the Shadow of Hollow is you being used to control people's minds?
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, but back in the 70s, in 1969, when Apollo went up, Big Brother started watching. They actually started manipulating MK Ultra.
Now, again, you are dropping a lot of words in here. Let's focus on the mind control aspect of this. To what end? I mean, what do you believe that people are being manipulated into, or what is the purpose of this? Yeah.
Born identity, born supremacy, behavior modification.
Those are movies and books, yeah.
Now, why is it that the crackpots always reference movies? I mean, aliens used to be bugs and robots before the Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But once Close Encounter of the Third Kind came out, then all aliens were big-eyed grays and then, you know, different variations of the short and long. I mean, the born identity didn't come out until the late 90s.
Yeah. Right. The Manchurian Candidate, all these movies are based on mind control.
Based on mind control? What does that mean?
I don't think the Bourne movies were about mind control.
They're entertaining spy thrillers.
Of course they are. It's behavior modification from the military. This is all coming out of
the What is that supposed to mean? How is my behavior being modified by going and sitting in a movie theater for 2 hours and watching the Bourne Identity, watching things blow up and people get shot? I mean, it's just another action spy thriller.
You're on a totally different subject than I am. And
you're the one that brought up the movies. I'll tell you what. Hang on, Morel. I've got more questions. I want to know how I'm being mind controlled. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hopefully she'll stick with us. Maybe you've got a question for her, too. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, WHEY.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, joining you, it is Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
Delbert does have his own website. It's anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go there, and Dale is signaling me. He is trying
podcast.
To... I can't...
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What's that now?
The podcast.
Oh, the podcast.
Why is he promoing your podcast? You promo your podcast.
Well, I can. He promos my other website.
Well, so. my only problem with promoting the podcast is going to be that we're not sure what time your show is going to air live quite yet. You're starting up your own radio show. It's going to supposedly start this weekend, and it's called what?
It's called Prometheus Unchained.
Okay. And is there a website?
It will be PrometheusUnchained.net, but that's
but that doesn't exist quite yet.
It's in the works, right?
Okay, so that's why I say it's a little early to be promoting that, because we don't want people to try to go to the site and then have it not exist.
Yeah.
So, but
that's why I'm telling them it's not there yet. So
there's a chance you'll be able to hear it live at LRN.FM on Sunday between either 11 and 1 or 12 and 2 Eastern time.
Well, I assumed it would be 12 to 2 for now, for this Sunday, but I don't...
It may not be.
It may not be. Okay, then.
Yeah, so that's
now I understand why you're not.
Right, I have no problem promoting something that I know that
I thought it would be for this Sunday, but it might change soon.
Yeah, it may. We haven't nailed all those details down yet. So it's going to be... whatever ends up happening this weekend will be experimental, and then we'll probably know more and nail things down for the following weekend.
Okay. Fair enough.
And so the website will be up when?
Before next weekend, the next weekend show,
okay.
For sure.
Sometime within the next week.
Sometime this week.
So this coming Friday, we'll be able to make a big announcement and, like, make a big deal out of it.
Sure.
But the domain name is registered, so nobody can go snatch it up, right?
That's right. Done. Yes, we have the domain name.
All right, and it's going to be you and Neil Connor, who is one of the early movers up here in New Hampshire, and he's actually somebody I've known for a long time.
We'll swap out third chairs, and we'll have another guy. Stephanie Murphy is going to try to be there this weekend, and she's pretty sure.
Is it? It's essentially a gay libertarian show, right?
Yeah.
Like some sort of a GLBT issue.
Yeah, it's a libertarian show where we're going to talk about. It's going to focus on those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily political stuff, but we might be talking about relationships that, from a perspective that libertarians and gay people and lesbians would be interested in. And
now, you originally were going to call it Freedom is Fabulous, but you decided not to.
We changed our minds.
Why? I know how to spell fabulous, but Prometheus might be a little more difficult for people.
That's a good point. But I think that we had a brainstorm today about it, and you know we got deterred from Freedom is Fabulous because we couldn't get the exact website we wanted for it, and we ended up pondering some other things and ended up coming back to Prometheus Unchained. But
now I don't know much about
even though it has the same website issues as Freedom is Fabulous. We couldn't get a .com. We had to get a .net.
So what is the relevance toward the gay community about Prometheus? I don't know much about Prometheus.
It's not that much. We decided not to get hung up with getting something gay in the name. We decided not to get hung up on that. But so it's really the name is really much more libertarian. I think that, you know, Prometheus is a symbol of he stole fire from the gods to give it to people, and the gods were afraid people would get too powerful if they had fire. So it's bringing power back to the people and away from the gods.
I see.
And there's the flame imagery, but not,
one more
not
time, the website was what, for people that want to jot it down, maybe check later on this week?
Yeah, PrometheusUnchained.net.
All right, so we'll tell you more about that, but in the meantime, Anarchy in Your Head is still up and active, right? AnarchyInYourHead.com.
And I'll post a blog post about the new podcast there.
Oh, freeking.com or over at
AnarchyInYourHead.com, okay. And probably
freeking. Yeah, do them both, because the more you can post, the more people are going to tune in, and I'm sure a lot of folks are excited about that. So that'll be every single week on Sundays, right?
That's the plan, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so let's continue with Morel, I believe is still with us in D.C. Are you there, Morel?
Yes.
Okay, so I went to your website during the break, and it's about what I expected, the typical lengthy, rambling, incoherent website from the people in the conspiracy community. How is it do you expect anybody to sit here and read through what essentially amounts to a tome of information on your website? Any thoughts on that?
I was told it was tampered with, and sometimes it's down, the information has changed. Do you see, is the NSA conducting electronic warfare on Americans in red?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, I see
that. You see the article from Russell Tice, the other federal whistleblower?
Yep, I see all that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
That's what your website's supposed to look like, right?
Well, but then there are...
Did you write that, the stuff on the front page of your website?
No, that's not my article.
Who put that there?
That's a federal whistleblower. Do you see Chronicle?
So you copied somebody else's lengthy, rambling, confused article. Did you write the part at the top left where it says NSA transmissions are mind control, death rays, planes, cancer, ills, synthetic ills, topplings, oceans, climate, behind the scenes, focused on wrong weapons, mass destruction, and terrorists? There's a lot of capitalized words in here. I'm not really enunciating it correctly. Shadow CIA, are the elites emulating scriptures? Have you figured it out yet? How and why 9/11 and the economy? All from the mines. Did you write that?
I sure did.
Doesn't that sound crazy to you?
Can I say, they are crazy. This is
no, that's crazy.
They are, yes. The cult of intelligence, they are very wicked, crazy, shadow CIA that got Washington duped. But I wanted to ask you something. You made a comment on a very intelligent and very, I can't even describe how intelligent this article is that was written by Russell Tice's testimony from the NSA as an agent. Did you know that mind control was for the purpose of military to find the intent of a criminal or a terrorist? So they wanted to control the mind?
I don't know anything about mind control beyond what the occasional person calls into the show and makes allegations regarding, and it is all incoherent nonsense to me.
Has any one of the government's agents ever tried to get you to take any medication to control your mind?
No.
No?
It's all sound waves. That's all bull. That's
so you're not on medication?
Not even an aspirin.
No.
That's all lies. That's just a cover-up.
What is it? Now, let's get back to the mind control issue, because you said earlier that the Shadow Apollo put up a satellite or multiple satellites that have been controlling people's minds. Now, what are they...
It's not the satellites that control minds. It's sound waves. It's quantum physics. It's just waves.
Vibrations, sure, the vibrations. So do you feel like your mind is being controlled?
There is no firewall. Everyone is transmitted, and they're not aware of it. Their thoughts, emotions.
For the purpose of what?
So if my mind's controlled and I don't think it's controlled, how could I prove that it's not controlled? What can I do to prove my mind's not controlled?
to prove it? Okay, we're not even there yet.
We don't have time to get there. Right, you need to answer the question.
Right. I mean, so
you need to focus.
This is important to me. Like, if my mind's being controlled, I don't believe you that my mind's being controlled. How can I prove that my mind isn't controlled? Is there something I can do?
You can read the information and look at all of the evidence
Here's the thing. You haven't been persuasive to us that our minds are being controlled, and you certainly haven't persuaded me to read the massive amount of text on that website, because it's just not persuasive. What can you do right now to tell me what I can do to find out if my mind is being controlled or to prove that I'm not?
It's undetectable.
That's convenient. It's unprovable, too, I'm sure.
So you're alleging that everyone's mind is being controlled. To what end? What is the purpose of it?
Power, control, taxes, cancer.
Well, I don't pay taxes.
But Ian doesn't pay taxes. How is his mind controlled? He doesn't have cancer either.
On medication.
He doesn't take medication.
You've got controlling wars and presidents. You've got forced speech. You've got, here's another.
What are you talking about?
When you get angry, they're attacking your nervous system. That's one way to prove it. When you have conflicting emotions.
If you get angry, that's proof that you're being mind controlled?
If you have a rage and they're attacking your nervous central system. Yes.
But people go into rages without mind control.
Everyone is being mind controlled.
That's not my question, and I want you to focus like a laser on what I'm saying. I want to prove to you that you're wrong. What can I do or say right now that they wouldn't let, because they're controlling my mind, what would I be able to say that would mean that they aren't actually controlling my mind, right?
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
The government is not controlling my mind. Would the government let me say that they're not controlling my mind if they were, in fact, controlling my mind? It makes perfect sense.
The other two guys here
understand exactly what I'm saying.
Mark, they want you to say that they're not controlling you.
They're making you deny it and dumbing you down.
Morrell, you may want to get
some
help.
I'm dumb.
We're on the air 6 nights a week. We talk about how the government is bad and the government hurts people.
And they haven't stopped us yet with their mind control.
Right, I don't think that would be part of their mind control program. But maybe I'm just not privy to the whole shadow government and their plot. Thanks for the call tonight, Morrell. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.